Today is Black Conscience Day in Brazil. It's a day to promote black pride and raise consciousness about the social problems facing Brazilians of African descent. Now, Brazil has a reputation as a racial democracy where all the races blend into a multitude of skin tones with equality for all. Many black Brazilians say that's a facade. They say racism is alive and well despite decades of civil rights activism. But as Catherine Osborne reports from Rio de Janeiro, new forms of activism are starting to emerge.
Beauty pageants are nothing new in Brazil. But this year, the first Miss Black Power Brazil took place in Rio. It brought together black women writers, clothing designers, and contestants with two things in common. They're politically active, and they wear their hair natural. That is, without chemical straightener and with lots of volume, something that white standards of beauty in mainstream media have discouraged them from doing in the past. 30-year-old Karina Vieira came to the event. She's part of a group that gives workshops about natural hair to girls in Rio's public schools. She says that in addition to more black Brazilian women wearing their hair natural these days, more are using it to make a political statement.
We use hair to talk about racism and racial prejudice and all their implications for our black community. It's the black body that's being assassinated. It's the black boy who's laying on the ground. And this is because of invisibility.
When she says assassinated, she means that literally. Of the 30,000 young people killed in Brazil in 2012, 77% were black. Few of those homicides are ever solved in court. And in the last decades, homicides of blacks have increased 40% in Brazil, while homicides of whites have decreased 24%. Blacks also make up the majority of those living in Brazil's low-income neighborhoods, where heavy-handed police operations are common. Anthropologist Julio Tavares says that in 2014, Brazil's Black Conscience Day is as necessary as ever, because there's still a long way to go to face up to these social facts.
Brazilian nation is founded by the idea of cordiality. We are peaceful people. We didn't have any type of internal war. It's a very peaceful way in which the son of the king of Portugal decided to get away, and the father said, "Okay, my son, be careful. I'll be always along with you to help you." Since then, every year you can discover more and more about the perversity that sustained the Brazilian history.
Tavares explains that if the soul of Brazil is cordiality, its spine is racism, dating back to the days of slavery. And Tavares notes, you have to recognize this in order to do something about it. One success of Brazil's black civil rights movement was putting the option to say you're black back on the census after the military dictatorship ended in 1985. Since the 1991 census, more and more Brazilians, now over half, identify as having African descent. Today, says Karina Vieira, the internet is helping decrease the stigma of identifying as black even more and giving black Brazilians new ways to organize.
I don't watch television because I don't see myself on television. I would rather go to the internet and choose what I see than pass hours watching channels that don't represent me in any way. Or that always puts me in the role of the thief, or the homeless person, or the lazy person who doesn't want to work.
It was on the internet that black writers and activists from across the country connected for Miss Black Power Brazil. After roundtables from writers and scholars, 12 contestants paraded in clothing by black designers, and a winner was announced. 31-year-old Maria Priscila sobbed as a giant yellow turban, a visual symbol of religions of African origin in Brazil, was placed on her head. Later, she told me she teaches black history to kids in a low-income community in Rio.
I see myself also as an activist, bringing other references to my students, aesthetic, literary, artistic references, to tell the story of our people, so that these kids know they have a story. And it's not a story that starts in the slave quarters. It goes back much further than that.
Priscila thinks Black Conscience Day may not be necessary in Brazil one day, but only when black Brazilians equally occupy the spaces of power, in the media, in universities, and in public office. A 2012 affirmative action law means universities are leading the way in terms of diversity, but Priscila and many other black Brazilians think there's still a long fight ahead to reach equality across all fields in their country. For The World, I'm Catherine Osborne in Rio de Janeiro.
And you can see the contestants in the Miss Black Power Brazil pageant and their natural hair at PRI.org.